Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family. I have been doing a lot of personal development over the last several months. I have come across some great information that has really blessed and helped me. So I wanted to put it in a digital format where I could listen to it and perhaps it can bless someone else as well. So the first information is from a Young Living leader named Jordan Schrant, which she spoke of in a video in 12 Days of Diamonds in 2018. She talked about the heart work, micro work, the hard work, which is macro work and IPAs. I need to believe in me and my untapped potential. Need to be consciously aware of my thoughts and my language I'm speaking about myself, my business, my success, my children. I need to be a positive person. I get to choose who I'm going to be today. Every day is a new day. I can be positive. I can choose to be an amazing mom and wife. I can do this with my business as well. I can choose energy and enthusiasm into my business. I can choose if I'm going to speak life over myself, regardless of what the world has said about me. I create life out of my energy. The word is Zoe, which is life. What is the energy that I am creating? I can pour life into other people. Sometimes I'm suppressing life with my own mind and my words, but enthusiasm brings attraction, and so much of my success and enjoyment boils down to my excitement, my belief in myself. Every morning, my day, my life is like a white canvas. It's empty and it's blank. And I get to choose what I'm going to put on that canvas, what I'm going to present to the world, how I'm going to present myself to the world. I can make or break myself with confidence and energy. Confidence and energy can make or break me. It can create momentum where people will listen to me. It's a shift in focus. The micro work, which is behind the scenes, connecting with people, connecting with individuals, helping to meet their needs for that person, helping each person overcome obstacles in their life and on their Young Living timeline. Their Young Living timeline would be learning about the oils and then coming to a point of wanting to ask if the oils would work for them, and then being ready to purchase oils. Then the next part on the Young Living timeline might be that they, after they've gotten a kit, maybe they're ready to join Essential Rewards. They're using the oils, they're talking about them, and then they're naturally sharing about them and wanting to perhaps look into the business side. So it is my job to help each person overcome the obstacles on their Young Living timeline. This goes also into the macro items and macro tasks as well. I need to get out of my comfort zone and my self-preservation mode. I need to give people life and help them to be healthier. I need to get people to care about their health. I need to connect on an individual basis. When people think they are going to fail, they will prove themselves right. I need to get excited about sharing oils and changing lives, telling people to go enroll their first friend and to normalize enrolling. I need to show up with energy and excitement. I choose how I will be presented to people. Jordan did an acronym for IDEA, which I really liked. The I stands for implement something. The D is to dedicate fully. E would be evaluate. Did it work? What worked? A is to adjust and adapt. Jordan says when you are working, you should be running a 5-minute mile, working really hard, being intentional with that time, making that time count, and when you're with your family, to be there, to be present, and to not be focused on work. If you're going to work hard, why not work for Young Living? Now, I can't remember where I got this next information. It might have been from Rachel Hollis. It's in my journal and some notes that I want to be able to listen to and go over. So, give yourself credit for your tenacity, your persistence. Say, I will figure it out like I have in the past. Find truth in my life that speaks in my life. Acknowledge what I've come through. Acknowledge what I am and what I am not. Write a letter from my tenacity. From my tenacity speaking to myself. This was Rachel Hollis. Same you, new mood. When something happens, it's going to be the same me. It's going to happen to me, but I can choose my new mood. I can choose how I'm going to respond to it. Rachel Hollis invites us to have the audacity to believe that it might happen and to share with yourself some embarrassing stuff on the same level, to tell hard things in a way that make people laugh. Life is either happening to you or for you. We can let go of the past. We can't ignore our scars of the past, but we can let it be part of your story, not limiting beliefs, but of sharing your story. Am I a victim or a warrior? In the absence of certainty, failure and fulfillment can't happen. There's either certainty or uncertainty, failure or fulfillment. You can step into uncertain places to be who you're made to be. Embrace your future. Give scripture to go back to life. Get out of your own way. Clean up your life. If you are the most motivated person in your circle, then you need a new circle. If you're the smartest person in your circle, you need a new circle. Habits rule your life. Identify your triggers. Look into a morning routine and your attitudes. Success. You choose what you want now versus what you want for your life. Do. Have joy, gratitude, excitement. You get to consciously choose. Rachel talks about how she uses music, a fun playlist to make you feel awesome. You can have a goal. You can chase one thing at a time. You may have lots of goals, which I do. I can do all those goals, but I need to choose one and focus all in on that and make it happen. I need to look at the possibilities to take me closer to the goal. What can I do right now to get there faster? Do the easiest thing right now. Look at all my dreams and goals and see what is the easiest one to have success in and do that. Chase hard, believe your dreams are worth fighting for. The power is inside of us. We are in control of our dreams. Rachel talks about foundations of success. She talks about, 1, a physical environment, which is a symptom of a greater problem. We can either be set up for failure or set up for success. Our physical environment can be evidence of not taking care of ourselves. When our physical environment is organized, then we can feel more capable of taking on the world. We're set up for success. We can be energized. We can have quotes and music around us. 2 is our personal environment and our health. We can achieve a lot by physically abusing our body, but we need water, sleep, exercise, time with God to really thrive. We need to ask ourselves, how do you feel? Make decisions for my health that I am worth fighting for. Number three, another foundation of success would be community. Proximity is power and encouragement to grow. Who are the five people that you are closest to? Who mentors you? What books, what videos, what research? Number four, foundation for success would be a morning routine. Today matters. Start today strong. If you feel discouraged, you can be intentional on how to start your day. Go bananas crazy. Don't let anything change or upset your morning routine. Does your morning routine currently set you up for success? Number five, the fifth foundation for success is habits. Are you sleeping? Are you angry? What are the habits I do that are good? What are the habits that I'm doing that are hurting me, sabotaging myself? There is power in habit. There is a cue and then an action and a reward. Oftentimes you can't change the cue, the trigger, or the stress, but I can change the action, the activity. So when I get stressed, instead of eating, I could dance or pray. I can think through my triggers, those cues, and then think through and plan out new actions. Emotions. Emotional stability shouldn't be based on my sales or the outcome. I need to channel how my emotions affect me. I can detach my emotions from my work and put energy into people saying yes. Am I stuck? I can start over. Rachel also talked about looking at your calendar. She takes a day at the end of the year or the beginning of the year and looks back over her calendar and really does an audit of it. Of her Google Calendar. She says, what do I want more of in my life? What is worth my time? What is a waste of my time and energy that I did last year? What do I want less of that I never want to do again? She encourages people to call your shot. Things that make you feel like you're doing and having a great life. A massage, a date night. Achievement without enjoyment at the cost of having a life is a failure. Calendar it all in. Create the life you want, she encourages. Doing vision boards with your hopes, dreams, goals. Envisioning the new. And then planning. Know where I'm going, what I'm aiming for, and then work backwards. Start with the goal. Map out where I'm going. Also to plan for personal development, to be a strong leader. Hope is not a strategy for my business. If you grow as a person, your business will flourish. What do I need more of? Less of? What things would be me living my best life? Rachel encourages you also to write down your goals, to write them as if it has already happened, to name and claim your dreams, to set up your goals, to focus, to be intentional with your morning routine, to focus on the outcome I'm after, not to do it last. She realized when she was struggling, her goals weren't too big. It was just that she had too many of them, too many priorities, things to keep track of. When everything is important, nothing is important. With a narrowed focus, go all in on one thing. Focus requires choosing one goal instead of thinking I need to achieve it all. Grow in one area, and then your whole life will increase. I struggle with how do I pick that right thing, that first thing to focus on. She encourages you to also look forward to who you want to be in 10 years. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.